Time now to visit with the Hall of Famer, Mike Quick here. We first want to talk about this 13-2 Eagles team, what they've accomplished to date, Mike, in the big picture. I would say it's truly remarkable.
I would say that. They bought themselves a lot of time because they played so well, you know, to get to 13 wins. So now they get a bye week. They get any team in the NFC that's going to play them have to come through Philadelphia. I think what they've done has been truly remarkable in the regular season to get in this position where everything favors them. Even without Carson Wentz at the helm, you've got a great situation for this football team.
You mentioned the bye week, which is a good segue as we take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Regular season ends on Sunday, and then the Eagles a bye week during the NFL wildcard weekend, which Mike will be watching diligently. The divisional round begins at Lincoln Financial Field the weekend of January 13th, 14th. The weekend after that, the NFC Championship game. And then the Super Bowl 2 weeks after that, February 4th. That's the target date, Mike Quick. Long way to go, though.
It's a long way to go. And, you know, two games in Philadelphia going through the link, I'm really looking forward to that. You don't know who their opponent's going to be, but to me, it doesn't matter because I think it's just going to be difficult for anyone. And just to watch the reaction from the fans in that the game the other night against the Raiders, you're going to have that times two.
Yes.
When the playoff starts. And then the players have to realize that they have to bring it up a notch as well. And the intensity, it's all about single game elimination, and everyone knows that. So looking forward to seeing those players playing and realizing that if you lose, you go home.
Yeah.
If you win, you advance, and you got a real strong chance of getting to the big game. And everyone, that's all you play for, that coveted Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, tell us about it. Still coveted. We don't know who the Eagles' future opponents will be in the playoffs, as we took a look there at the upcoming schedule presented by Ticketmaster, presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. But we do know the opponent on Sunday, so that will be our next segment here. We talk about the Dallas Cowboys, our first look at the Cowboys, presented by Whip Flea. And the Cowboys 1 year ago came into Lincoln Financial Field as the NFC East champions, puffing out their chests. What a future this franchise would have. The tables have been turned, Mike. The NFC East in upheaval yet again. No repeat winner since 2003-2004. Let's start there. Why is this division so topsy-turvy?
It's just so competitive. And you don't know from year to year the team that's going to be the dominant team. And I think that it's where the NFL wants to be. They want parity, not just in this division. They want it throughout the National Football League. And the Dallas Cowboys are really strong with a rookie at quarterback, with the best rookie running back last year. Well, they lost him for 6 weeks, of course. And and Dak Prescott just hasn't played the way he played in his rookie season. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he didn't have Ezekiel Elliott running the football, the best running back in the league at the time last year. And that hurt him in the passing game, as well as how well they controlled the clock, controlled the football game with running the ball.
I guess, you know, the conversation about Dak Prescott is one that certainly varied opinions. A year ago, you would have said he and Carson Wentz, two of the rising stars of the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I would say that about Dak Prescott. As I watch him, I don't see the arm strength. The decision-making wasn't there this year. Four interceptions last year, 13 this year. Creates in and out of the pocket, Mike, but I just think there are limitations to his game.
I don't think he was able to play the same game that he played last year because he didn't have that dominant run game. You know, Alfred Morris is a good running back, but he's not Ezekiel Elliott. So they don't have that dominant run game, and it certainly hurts him. So when he has that run game going, when they can go play action, when everyone's thinking about they've got to get to Zeke, they've got to stop Ezekiel Elliott, then it makes it much easier for the quarterback. So it's just not the same game that he had. He doesn't have the same supporting cast this year, so you can't expect the same type of play. And their offense really helped their defense last year.
Would you call Prescott a franchise quarterback?
I think he can be with everything working around him. It's not He can't do what Carson Wentz does. Mm-hmm. You know, that's clear. Carson Wentz can elevate everybody around him. That's not Dak Prescott.
You mentioned the supporting cast. A lot of questions in Dallas about number 88, Dez Bryant, pouting on the sidelines Sunday against Seattle. Mm-hmm. Went out and had a terrible game when he had opportunities to catch the football. Is he still an elite receiver, Mike? And do the Cowboys perhaps move on from Dez?
I don't think they'll move on unless there's a big price tag that they have to pay for Dez. I think he's still talented. He's not what he used to be. At one time, I thought he was a top five receiver in this league, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. He's not that guy anymore. And he gets frustrated very easily. If he's not involved in the game early in the football game, you'll see him pout. You'll see him throw tantrums on the sideline. And he did that in their last game. And then the first opportunity he gets, he drops the football.
Yeah.
Look, the one was a fumble, and then there's a drop. So you can't go pouting on the sideline, and then as soon as you get opportunities, you don't cash in on the opportunities. He's not what he used to be.
Those diva wide receivers, Mike.
Tell me about
it. Yeah. The offensive line, not what it was a year ago. A couple of players leaving the team prior to the season.
Yeah.
Leary gone. The right tackle, I think, retired. Doug Free. Tyron Smith's been battling injuries all season. Offensively, did not come together for the Cowboys. Defensively, missing Sean Lee so much of the season tore everything. It's amazing how reliant the Cowboys are on a do-it-all middle linebacker, but he's just one of 11.
Well, it's not only amazing, it's amazing the difference that defense, when Sean Lee's on the field, they're so much better.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much different they are with him on the field and how much they win and how much they take away from offenses when he's on the field. DeMarcus Lawrence is the other guy. He has been a dominant force coming off the edge, a great football player, one of the best pass rushers in the game right now. So with those two guys, they can play defense. Even the secondary, they can be had. They're not very good on the back end, but those two guys at the second level, they're really good football players.
But they're young in the secondary. The Cowboys believe they're building around Uze Ozanawa, perhaps.
Yeah.
We'll let Merrill handle the pronunciation. Jordan Lewis also back there. So the Cowboys have some pieces in the back end. They've got some pieces on the offense. But for the most part, a team, 1 year later, how quickly things change in the NFL, a team that could be in a bit of transition going into 2018.
And there's been a long time since the Cowboys have been in the playoffs or won a playoff game. I think it's like 20 years since they played for the conference championship game. But it's just not the same team. I think that they're missing a lot of players, and that's a team that's going to have to try and build from free agency, from the draft, because there are a lot of missing spots for the Cowboys right now.
There's our first look at the Dallas Cowboys out of the playoffs in 2017. First look presented by Whip Fleet.